Well, welcome back to another edition of the Legends Interview. And this month we have Amy James. It's Amy James Casera. She was a 1999 graduate of Falls High School. Amy, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm used to being the interviewer. So I gotta say, I'm like kind of nervous right now.
I might be 62 years old, almost 63. I haven't been this nervous since college. Okay, so
it's good to know I can still make somebody nervous.
Yeah, so I'm a bit intimidated, but I'll get through this and we're going to have some fun. That's kind of the whole idea behind this. And again, thank you for joining us. And let's start right out and let people know that Amy's currently works as a midday radio personality, the largest country music station in the Midwest. That's my comment. I think you are. K102 out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Twin Cities area. When listening to you, Amy, it really sounds like you love what you do. And I guess International Falls should be real proud of you, but tell us exactly how you landed this gig.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. Okay, so do you want the longish version or like a really short version?
Well, we want a mid version.
Okay. Get you in with just a little or a lot. Okay, so to put it quickly in a mid-range kind of way, when I was growing up, we lived on Staff Island in the summer. Like, we were caretakers in the winter, right? So we only had the island playing. No TV on the island, which, by the way, is an okay rule now that I'm an adult. You shouldn't need a TV. And so I just listened to K104 all the time. Like, I had the radio on all the time. I called in to win the carnations they were giving away. Like, I was just a radio kid. And then I never thought I could do anything like that. And then I got an opportunity when I was a senior in high school. They came in and said, we have all these different internships. And they read off, like, you know, the insurance agency and the newspaper. And then there's, like, the radio station. And I didn't even, like, I didn't have control of my hand, it felt like. Or at least now when I look back, that's how I feel. And I just raised my hand and I went in for an interview, and I started working for the radio station. I would go to like 4 hours worth of senior year, and then I would drive a friend's car over to the radio station and work there writing commercials. And that's kind of how it all started. And then when I graduated, I worked at the radio station. I got to do the afternoon show. Still one of the best gigs I've ever had, because as long as you hit the hour, like the news at the top of the hour, and you could play anything you wanted. So I just got to basically like play my own favorite songs all the time, or anything I wanted to. And then when I left for college, I was like, well, that was fun, that's done. Randomly on a board, I saw a part-time sign for a radio station. It was a country station in Fargo, North Dakota. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I went in for the interview, and he's like, I don't even know where you saw that. Like, that must be years old. He's like, we're not even hiring or anything. And I was so nervous, too. I bet I was, like, sweating and not saying anything. 2 weeks later, he called me back. He goes, strangest thing, one of my people just quit. Would you like to start weekends? And I was like, yeah, I totally would. So from there, we had a bunch of stations in the building. And I worked at the top 40 station. I worked at the country station. I decided not to come home that summer, so I was working, like, filling in for anybody I could. And we got bought by Clear Channel, which is now iHeart, and they also own these stations here in the Twin Cities. And after a breakup, I said, I don't want to stay in this town anymore. And I hiked it to Minneapolis, leaving a full-time job for a part-time job. And after living in my uncle's basement for maybe like 5 months, I got the full-time gig here. And the rest is history.
That is so cool. So you actually did start your radio career right here at, we like to call it Lakes Country 104 now, but back then it was K104 or the Big K Radio.
I did the afternoon show that summer of my senior year. One time they had me fill in on mornings, and I remember the office manager coming in and saying, whatever you're trying to do, stop doing it. Just do what you do in the afternoon. And I was like, note taken.
Exactly. Hey, you went to school here in the Falls. I'm kind of going back a little bit now. And people want to hear this, your high school experiences. And who'd you hang with in high school? You could name drop a little bit.
Well, I would like to think that, especially as you get older, right, that you kind of just start hanging out with everybody. I think our class got really tight at the end of 99. And, you know, I hung out with Katie Jurtzen and the Siminski twins. And we had so many people in that group. Derek D-Rod was a really good friend, and Mike Worthman and Nick Kaviak, and there's so many people. But we just had kind of a big group that we, you know, we were, when you get to be a senior, you're like, oh, last year, and we're all not going to be together anymore. So I have a lot of memories of just a huge group of people hanging out, especially that senior year, that maybe some people who hadn't been hanging before all getting together. And really, I hope everybody gets to experience that. And then plus living where we live, getting to be out on the lake and doing all the, you know, it's special.
It is. And that's quite a diverse group. You got your 25-year reunion. I mean, Workman, you got Nick Kaviak and the Jurtson girls. And yeah, that's a unique, that's a fun group of people. I That's what made it so good. That's why I asked the question, to see what kind of crowd you were hanging with. So that's pretty cool. Why don't we briefly talk about the Stillwater Riverboat Cruise experience with Jake Owen. That was just announced here last week. And tell us a little bit about this big riverboat cruise is.
Okay, first I just want to say, if anybody's thinking about bidding on this, this is not me just like going, oh, it's one of the crap things that we have and it's like one extra thing. This is, bar none, my favorite K-102 event that we put on every year. And the worst part is, I just found that out like 2 years ago, because I've always had to work during the cruises because they happen during the day. And I went on one and I was like, this has been happening the entire time I've been here. They're so fun. So, and we have Jake Owen. The guy has like a bazillion hits. He's going to be on this boat. And if you're thinking like cruise ship or something, I mean, it's a riverboat on Stillwater. So we have, what, maybe 150 people who are there. And then Jake Owen, we all float down the river, we get our drinks going, we're hanging out, and then when we make the turn, he comes out and he performs, and you're just sitting, you know, feet away from him as he performs. It's really amazing. And it's also an experience that you can't buy. Like, we don't sell these tickets. We only give them away to listeners. So when I found out he was coming a little bit earlier this year, I said, that's the one I want to do for my International Falls Purple Pride event.
Amy, now I'm going to kind of go to a game or a catchphrase thing that you like to do on K-102. So I'm going to play a little game here with you. All right. You ready? Whatever comes to your mind first when I ask you the short little question. Your newest song on your playlist is?
Hardy Truck Bag.
Awesome. How about your favorite not-so-new country artist?
Hal Ketchum.
Great. Best interview you ever did, other than this one?
Right now, Mike Bolton, Michael Pride.
Okay. What do you love about your job?
I love the interactions with people, the ability to be creative, and also the flexible work schedule.
Best place to relax? Other than International Falls. Your backyard. Okay. Yeah. That's, wow. Easy to please on that one. How about, oh, this is such cliche here. I didn't write this. Where do you see Amy James going in the future as far as, other than possibly coming back home and taking over my job running the radio station here in the Falls? Where is Amy James going in the future?
You know, I hope to just stay in Minnesota. I mean, I really, now, granted, if I'm being totally honest, could I see myself January, February, March being someplace that isn't the coldest place to be? Yes. But I love it here. Like, that's why people stay. Even in the radio business, we'll have people move and they've been bebopping around all the, you know, the country. And they get here and they're like, I will just stay here forever because it's great. And it really is.
And the biggest country music festival in the state of Minnesota is WeFest. Is K-102 going to be there, or what's going on with that?
They will, yes. I'm not going this year, but yeah, they'll be there in all of its glory. And I'll say this, with Morgan Wallen going, I'm giving away tickets this week, and it is just bananas. People are scurrying. Everybody wants to go to WeFest.
Amy James, big treat for me. Again, I'm a nervous wreck, but it's been a lot of fun, and nothing but the best for you. Thanks for doing this, and we will put this, Bruce Cruise or whatever you want to call it, on our auction and have some fun with it and get people to help out Purple Pride. And that's what you're doing today, Amy, and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
Mikey Mike, it's been my pleasure. And listen, if you guys bid on this, let's raise some money. And also, it is going to be so fun. It's going to be one of those experiences that you do not forget anytime soon. So get going on a boat in the Minnesota in the summer.
Coming from you, that means a lot. So people, let's bid on this. Amy, thank you very much. You get back to work, and I'm going to go turn your station on and see what you got going on this afternoon.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And also, you got to mention that with this package, you're going to receive a stay at the Grand Stay Hotel and Suites in Stillwater. And I have Johnny Winkle with me. Johnny, what's that about? And it's right downtown Stillwater, I believe.
Yeah, so like Amy said, this is going to be a fantastic all-day event that you can make an all-day event. And with that, we thought it was important that the Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride made sure that there's a place for the folks to be able to stay. This hotel is a 6 to 7 minute drive from the Stillwater Riverboat Cruise. And they said if you drove 10 minutes, you're too far. So we know it's 6 or 7 minutes. And this will be a 2-queen bed suite and just a nice place to relax after a great day at Stillwater.
Well, Johnny, thanks for that extra information. And so we're out of here. Thanks, Johnny.